Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Chances are you remember exactly what you were doing 13 years ago today. My wife and I were getting ready for work, and our daughter called us from San Francisco. She told us to turn on our television. The United States was under attack. The first image of a plane hitting the Twin Towers was unreal. I knew what I was seeing. I just couldn't believe it. News reports of other planes crashing made the situation even more unreal. We had visited New York just the year before, and I still have images of my happy family on top of the World Trade Center on a sunny day. They estimate that 15,000 people were in the Twin Towers at the time of the attack. Almost 3,000 died in New York City, the Pentagon, and Pennsylvania. These casualty numbers are slightly higher than the attack on Pearl Harbor. Most of the casualties in 9/11 were civilians, representing 90 different countries. But there were also first responders, 343 firefighters, 60 police officers, 2 paramedics. They were killed in the line of duty as they tried to rescue civilians from the towers that collapsed. And we can't forget the military service members that have been killed in action defending our freedom since then. What's the proper way to observe this day? Humboldt Bay Fire and the Eureka Police Department organized a joint tribute to honor those who were lost, the heroes, the families left behind, and the survivors of the events of that fateful day, with a bell ceremony at noon at Humboldt Bay Fire Station No. 1. The public is encouraged to attend. But what's next? I don't remember paying much attention to Al-Qaeda prior to 9/11. Justice was served to the leaders of Al-Qaeda. The group was severely weakened. But news reports indicate it fractured into a number of much smaller offshoots in multiple locations in the Muslim world. And now a new threat, ISIS or ISIL, is rising up. It's estimated they have up to 4,000 fighters in Iraq. I know very little about them, except they promote violence against people who do not agree with their religious interpretations. And that's enough information for me. The graphic photos of beheading prisoners show what kind of people they are. I believe the religions of the world can coexist, but this violence cannot be tolerated, regardless of religious affiliation. But what do we do about it? It's a chronic problem in the Middle East. It didn't just happen in the last 4 years. Our political system may seem slow to respond, but we will respond through this administration and likely through the next. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.